Chuck Farley,
Mike Papa,
and Lindy.
And welcome back to another episode of We're Sorry, Did We Offend You? It's kind of been a busy week, but there's not been a lot on Twitter, you know, about it.
Well, about what? What do you want to start with?
Let's start with the main shooting. Because they found that guy dead today.
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was last night. They found him dead in the woods.
No,
in a trailer. In a trailer, yeah.
Yeah, at the place where he got fired from.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is it all about him losing his job?
Probably. Yeah, we'll never know now, but he got fired.
What's funny is, you know, the bowling alley, someone took a picture of the entrance door, and it's a gun-free zone. Well, yeah, so you leave your guns in your car for the safety of others. Gee, I wonder where I'm taking a gun into next
time. Exactly. No one's going to have one to fire back at me.
Yeah. So, everyone's going after the guns, as usual, knee-jerk reaction.
Yes.
Not going after the fact that the guy was mentally ill, not even supposed to have a gun.
Well, okay.
Had been institutionalized earlier this year.
He had been? Because I always thought I was reading something where he wasn't and so he was still able to get hold of a gun or whatever.
Well, he probably had them from before. They probably never took him away. But I'm hearing that he's that someone had concerns about him, so they put him on one of those temporary holds and evaluated him.
Uh-huh.
Which these temporary holds, you can only hold him for like 72 hours. Even for mental health.
Right.
So, once again, you have a mental health issue, which seems to be the common theme along a lot of these people.
Right.
You know,
I think it was on Breitbart where I saw.
You know, DeSantis at one point brought up, hey, we need to bring back institutions again.
Yeah. I'm at work and I keep talking about the loony bin at 24th Street.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, you can't say that. I go, but that's what it fucking is.
Yeah.
You know?
They need more of them.
And I'm sorry if it offends people. It's just like, we got this goddamn email at work, and it tells you all the fucking things you're supposed to celebrate for the month of October and the month of November, right? So, of course, it's LGBTQ Pride Month.
Didn't they already have a month?
I thought so, too. That's what I was wondering. How many fucking months do they get?
But let's do a sake and circle back to that.
Okay, but let me finish my thought here. So I'm going through it and I'm reading LG and it says where you honor their heroes, something, and gay rights. And I'm like, so I went to work yesterday. I go, someone fucking tell me what a fucking gay right is. It's like a woman. What's a woman's right? What rights do they have that the rest of us don't fucking have?
Yeah, or, you know, white privilege. What privileges do I have? What rights do I have as a white man that you don't have?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're not going to get pulled over for being black. You don't get pulled over driving black or whatever.
I get pulled over for driving white. I get pulled over for doing stupid shit like speeding, swerving, reckless endangerment.
Yeah, now thanks to George Floyd, I can't even get a corporate job because I'm a white guy.
Yeah, but... I'm just,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. So the shooting, once again, like I said, the knee-jerk reactions.
Right.
You said you saved it. Here's the stupidity on the left.
Yeah, I did save it.
The typical clowns, The View.
Yeah, Joy Behar.
Yeah. This, you got to hear this, bro. She says, if she actually knew a little bit about guns.
Yeah.
Right? But she knows dick about guns, which makes her fucking dangerous. Because there are so many women that listen to this and believe she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. Here, listen to this dumb broad. And I hate putting The View
on here, but you have to.
You have to do this.
Sarah didn't get a chance to weigh in on the topic of what happened in Maine and the AR-15s.
Yeah, I would love to see an assault weapons ban. Like President Reagan, I don't believe they're a sport or hunting instrument. It's like shooting fish in a bucket, but that's my
but take. Also, if you shoot with an AR-15, let's say you shoot a deer, you can't eat it, right? Because you basically demolish
in addition to that, but the hunt is about an actual difficult process, not massacring bodies of any kind. But my point is, I'd love to see that.
You what she's saying, you destroy the body?
Yeah, you can't eat it because you basically destroyed.
Okay, she is an idiot, because you know why AR-15s, and more specifically the 223 or 5.56 caliber in some states, is not allowed to go hunting because it's not a big enough caliber to kill the animal.
And so now the animal's roaming around.
Wounded,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you need, you know, most of them you have to have a 30-30, a 308, a 6.5 Creedmoor. You have to have a bigger round. Mm-hmm. This chick is so stupid, though. But like I said, millions of women who watch her who have no lives other than will sit there and during the day and watch this trash and, yeah, you know, yeah, the reel and what all the other fucking Ricky Lake bullshit, right?
Right.
They believe it. Do a minimal amount of research.
They don't do any research. They just fucking flap their gums because they think they're fucking smarter than everybody
but
else.
But everybody else, yeah. So, the... But all it's doing, you know, since that shooting,
mm-hmm,
got some friends who are in the gun business. They're picking up again.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Do I need to buy something before the prices go sky high? No, I got enough.
Yeah, see, alleged main attack used a legally purchased sniper rifle. That's not a sniper rifle in the photo.
Yeah, but see, once again, people are, look at these headlines. Do they even know what they're talking about? No. Is the AR-15 a sniper rifle?
Well, it could be. Yeah, it could be. But alleged attacker who killed 18, wounded 13. Yeah, remember the original was 22. Okay.
Oh, so this one, he had this one in 308.
Yeah. Purchased a sniper rifle chambered in 308. A 308 is an extremely popular hunting round used for large game. By contrast, an AR-15 uses a 5.56 rounds or a 223, both of which are much smaller.
So he was cruising around with an AR-10.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you look at it, in the picture, it looks like an AR-15.
Right.
But if it's in a 308 caliber, it's an AR-10. It's a bigger caliber gun.
So see, once again, Joy Behar did not know what she's talking about. During live programming, Fox News reported the gun used was a sniper rifle purchased legally this year. When law enforcement speaks of legally purchasing a gun, the reference normally indicates that a background check was passed.
Mm-hmm.
This immediately raises two questions. Did Card's mental evaluation at a West Point hospital in mid-July 2023 not reach the level of an involuntary commitment? Or did someone drop the ball in reporting an involuntary commitment to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System to prevent passage of a background check? So he passed his background check.
But when did he buy it? Or did he buy it beforehand?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because that's a question they didn't ask there. Mm-hmm. Or did he purchase it before he was admitted for evaluation?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, how long has he had that gun?
Right, exactly. Because if he had it and he passed a background check before he got evaluated at that West Point Mental Clinic, whatever it was,
yeah,
he bought it legally.
Right.
If he went after he got admitted and the NICS background check came back clear, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then somebody didn't report it to the FBI for the NICS background check.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know.
So anyways, this is... main suspect Robert Carr's body was found in semi-truck trailer on the recycling
company
property. And then it says, during a Saturday morning press conference, Maine Commissioner of Public Safety Mike Soschuk indicated that Robert Carr's body was found in a semi-trailer on a recycling company's property. CNN noted that Carr had recently been fired from that recycling company. I know what the CNN report is, so we might want to do some checking
on it, yeah,
before I call it news.
So, anyways.
So yeah. So all the norms. AOC, fucking who's that dude I don't like now that I want to fucking troll on Twitter?
There's a bunch of them.
Damn it! He was running for Speaker of the House. On the Democrat.
Hakeem Jeffries?
Yeah, him. He's like, that we need to give up our guns. Fucking Kamala's out there saying that we need to be like Australia, where they just came and took them. And
yeah, so, come try that shit.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm, but see, that's my thing with Jeffries. Jeffries says we have to take the guns. And so hey, Hakeem, you come by your fucking self and come get my guns. You come by yourself.
Now he'll have a security detail with him.
No. Come by yourself, big man.
He's
the same thing guy that said he wanted to punch Trump.
Here's the deal.
So you want to punch me?
with our southern border being wide open, we have no idea who's coming through. Right. Look what happened, just happened in Israel, right?
Yeah.
All these people who didn't have their guns, because I guess at one point they started restricting their gun ownership or gun rights over there, now that I could really loose again.
Yeah, they're gonna hand them out, ain't they?
Yeah. But why are guns okay for Ukraine and Israel and everybody else except us? Because they want to take our guns because they want to do authoritarianism, dictatorships, World Health Order, WEF, Klaus Schwab bullshit. Yeah. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
You're not taking my shit. The Second Amendment, once again, doesn't restrict... Oh, you can't own a cannon. Doesn't restrict me, Joe.
Yeah.
It restricts the government.
From taking our guns.
From taking our guns.
Yeah.
So F off.
But Mike... The Second Amendment's not absolute.
Well, if you can get it changed through a convention of states and the amendment process, you go ahead and try.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to happen. But right now...
Your freedom of speech is not absolute either.
All of these court cases that are banning assault weapons are losing in courts. There's a whole bunch of them going on.
Oh, I know. California, their ban just got overturned.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them that are losing... Because they're violating the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
You can't dictate what types of guns you can have or can't have. No, I'm sorry. I can own... Technically, Joe, I can own a tank. I can own an F-16 if I have enough money to buy one.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
So...
Then I can learn how to fly it.
Only got to take off in it once.
You got to land.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They got an ejector seat. Eject, eject.
Yeah. Okay, so, anyways, so, at another mass shooting, same old fucking people came out of the same closet with the same fucking rhetoric, and it's getting old. It's getting old really fast.
Okay, so, hey, we're going to go back to your work and your LGBT especially.
Okay.
There was something I downloaded the other day. And Lindy, I don't think I showed you this at dinner the other night. I'm going to go through this whole list, right? And tell me if there's enough. February 19 to 25 is Aromatic Spectrum Awareness Week.
What's that?
I have no clue. March 21 to 25 is LGBTQIA plus Health Awareness Week.
You said Aromatic Spectrum?
Yeah. You could Google it?
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
March
31st. Wait, is it A-E-R-O or is it...
A-R-O. Aromantic.
Mantic?
Aromantic.
Oh, aromantic.
Yeah, aromantic. Is that like a self-love, I guess? Anyways.
What was the next word?
Aromantic or aromantic spectrum.
All right.
What is it?
Aromantic spectrum, union for recognition. An aromatic spectrum, abbreviated as aerospec, refers to romantic orientations that are aromantic or closely related to aromanticism when placed in a spectrum range. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. So let's continue. Yeah. March 31st is Transgender Day of Visibility. Mm-hmm. April 6th, International Asexuality Day. April 13th, International Day of Pink, Day Opposing Homophobia. Mm-hmm. April 14th, Day of Silence. April 26th, Lesbian Visibility Day. Well, if they're hot and visible, okay, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Lipstick lesbians, yes. You bulldogs. No.
May 17th, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. May 19th, Agender Pride Day. May 22nd, Harvey Milk Day. May 25th, Pansexual Panoramic Awareness Day. The entire month of June is Pride Month. Again. June 23rd, Stonewall Day.
Mm-hmm.
June 28th, International LGBTQ Plus Day.
Mm-hmm.
July 14th, International Non-Binary People Day.
Mm-hmm.
July 16th, International Drag Day. Mm-hmm. September 16th to 23rd, Bisexual Awareness Week.
Mm-hmm.
September 23rd, Celebrates Bisexuality Day.
Mm-hmm.
Entire month of October, LGBT History Month.
Uh-huh.
Like they have a long history, apparently.
Uh-huh.
October 8th, International Lesbian Day.
Uh-huh.
I thought we already had one of those. Lesbian Visibility Day, okay.
Yeah, what's so bad? What's
October 11th, National Coming Out Day. October 17 to 24, Gender Fluid Visibility Week. I don't want to see your fluid.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's straight fluid, trans fluid, gender fluid, I don't care.
Yeah.
October 19th is International Pronoun Day. It is also Spirit Day for support of LGBTQ plus youth. Deep breath. October 23 to 29, Asexual Awareness Week. I thought we already had something like that. October 26, which just passed, Intersex Awareness Day. Entire month of November is Trans Awareness Month. Wait, I thought we already had that with LGBT History Month. November 5th is Transparent Day. Not invisible, but transparent. Mm-hmm. November 8th is Intersex Day of Remembrance. November 13 and 19 is Transgender Awareness Week. Mm-hmm. And November... How do you have Transgender Awareness Month and then Transgender Awareness Week? I don't know.
Within the same month?
Yeah. And then November 20th is Transgender Day of Remembrance. But yet, for the military, you have Armed Forces Day for those currently serving, mm-hmm. Memorial Day for those who gave their lives, and Veterans Day for those who have served.
Yeah.
3 days, and this is like a quarter of the year. National but you know what's coming up next is like in like Latino History Month or whatever, mm-hmm. you're going to have Latino LGBTQ, Latino lesbians, Latino homosexuals, Latino trans youth. Then you got to have Black LGBTQ, Black history, Black trans, Black flaming gay cheerleaders on the longest yard day.
Dude, I know. It's getting really out of... What? There's a National Stuttering Awareness Day or whatever, and it said something to help prevent or prevent stuttering. It didn't help say so. Help prevent. It said to prevent stuttering. How are you going to prevent stuttering?
So, would have been funnier if it was like National Stuttering Day?
Yes. But, yeah, I we get these fucking emails like every other month, and they're just stupid, and I'm tired of them.
So, can we just start our own days? Just go like a city council, just make up some shit. And...
Yeah, like White Guy Appreciation Day. I want White Pride Month. Oh, I can't have that, can I?
White Pride? You could. You know, serious question, though.
Yeah.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Why is Black Pride Month, right?
Yeah.
Is okay.
Yeah.
Latino Pride is okay.
Yeah.
Asian Pride. Okay. Uh-huh. White Pride. Ooh, racist.
I know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can't
Why?
Have it.
Why?
Oh, shit, I can't have it.
Why?
Never mind.
But here, seriously, yeah. As on a serious note, why can't you? If every other race or ethnicity can be proud of their heritage.
Because
of Hitler and KKK and all these other motherfuckers.
The Democrats, otherwise right? known as the Democrats. Yeah.
So do we call it, Nordic Pride, because a lot of us came from the history of the Nordic Vikings.
European Pride, or European American Pride.
Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking ridiculous that, just based on the way we were born, everyone says, well, you were that Lady Gaga. We were born this way. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was born this way. But you're saying I can't have pride and... Me being me or my ancestries or my heritage because I was born this way?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If I'm relegated, then so are you motherfuckers.
Did you see this Tucker Carlson thing?
No, which one? No, I haven't watched him in a while.
About George Floyd?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, I'm not going to play it because it's 13 minutes long, but I'm going to see if I can find this portion. See this guy right here?
Yeah. Is he a lawyer or something?
I don't know, but he's actually... Really intelligent.
Is he?
Yeah. But I want to... There was a partner. I wish I would have...
But because he's not a lawyer, he's intelligent.
No, I would have...
Lawyers are dumb. I agree.
I wish I would have marked where he was talking. Let me see.
Yeah, George Floyd, by the way, was not murdered.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty much. He's basically saying... He's calling... He's saying that the Democrats want all black people to be George Floyd. They want you to be uneducated. They want you to be unemployed. They want you your hands out.
Dependent on the government.
Yeah.
So they can control how you think, how you vote. They
right.
want
right
because you know that they're going to get your vote because they're getting everything from you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want to self-reliant.
Damn it! I screwed this thing up. I don't know what it is.
It's probably the internet. It's buffering.
Because look, it says 426, and I'm not at 426.
Buffering.
I'm not at 426. Screw it.
Yeah. So, but yeah,
but basically he said, he goes, if you want me, or he goes, I'm not going to be your George Floyd, and if you want me to, or something, I got Jesus and a 3 on my 30 cal or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, to prevent you.
It was exercising his Second Amendment right.
Right, yeah. It was pretty funny.
The right.
He was close to the end of the.
But he has segment. The same right that everybody else has.
It started in the Civil Rights Movement when Martin Luther King Jr. in his I Have a Green speech said, 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free. He said 5 times in that speech that we were not free. It turned the Declaration of Independence on its head, because in our Declaration of Independence it said that our freedom was an unalienable right given us by God. John Locke in his Second Treatise of Government said that an unalienable right is a right given from God. It is irrevocable, non-transferable, and unsellable. And unsellable. The government cannot touch it. It supersedes law. It supersedes the Constitution. However, King said that we was coming to government and to the white man for our right to be free. Even at the end of the speech, he said, on some certain day, we'll be free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. He said in that speech, when will we be satisfied? He said, we will never be satisfied until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. That's a fancy way of saying never. And so black people heard that speech and said that we were not free here in America. And we make our children recite that speech every single year on King's birthday. And they say in that speech, the Negro is still not free. George Floyd was a slave in his mind. And the Civil Rights Movement caused him to be a slave in his mind. And today they're still marching, 60 years later, telling black people, you're not free. Beg for reparations. Beg for affirmative action. Kill your children in the womb. Cut off your child. You castrate your children. Let drag queens come into school and shake their behinds in your children's faces. Run God out of the public square. And then they end up like George Floyd. But the one thing they do consistently is they vote for the Democrat Party. And the places where George Floyds live, they stay in absolute power.
That's a pretty dark explanation. So you're saying that the Democratic Party as an organization intentionally degrades black people to keep them compliant and obedient.
Oh, yes. In my book, Crime, Inc., I talk about one of the main things they do, like the mafia and organized crime. They humiliate black people. They demoralize them. It's a Marxist construct. They demoralize their people. They beat them down. They tell them that they're victims. Well, it was Martin Luther King Jr. that said, they tell you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, how can you pull yourself up by your bootstraps when you're bootless? You know, he told us we were bootless. You know, you have black preachers, and you've heard, you know about my iron triangle, the black preacher, the black politician, the black civil rights worker. They go into the black community. Consistently, you're a victim. You're oppressed. The country hates you. Well, see, I look at them and I say, I'm a black man, but I cannot be oppressed. You know why? Because I'm a child of God. I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I cannot be a victim. Why? Because I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I'm a child of God. I cannot be a victim. See, they tell these people to go against their religion and their basic ideology, because most black men say they're Christians, right? But then they walk around saying, I'm oppressed. I'm a victim. I'm afraid. 365 times in our Bible, they tell us to fear not. Yet they walk around saying they're afraid in the United States of America. LeBron James said he's afraid. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says he's afraid. Kaepernick said he's afraid. Well, I'm a black man in America, and I'm not afraid of a damn thing. I don't ask for permission in my own house. America is my home. So as they walk around here crying, talking about I'm frightened, I'm afraid, I can't make it, please help me, I tell them they stink in my nostrils. They're an affront to God. The flip side of white male intimidation during the civil rights was also black male cowardice. They laid down and let them beat them, slap them around, rape their wives and their children. Well, no, not me, never me. I'm a free man. I live in the United States of America. They say it's an honor to be, that it's, that there's white supremacy and that white people have some type of privilege. Well, as I said before, it is a privilege to be white, but it's also a privilege to be black, and it's a privilege to be an American, and it's really a privilege to be a Christian in the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of this earth. And they're not going to make a George Floyd out of me. I stand up strong. I look them in the eye. And I say, I'm a free man. My freedom comes from God. It's an unalienable right given to me by him. You cannot touch it. And if you try it, I got two things that'll get you off of me. Jesus and my 38. Come.
God bless him.
I was watching that this morning. I was like, oh, God, I should have saved. I wish I would have, you know, instead of having to listen to that whole speech.
But you know, that whole part you just played is relevant.
Right.
And he's not a victim. Mm-mm. And that's the problem. And he nailed it on the head.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and he doesn't. When he said he calls all these guys George Floyds. He goes, it's where the George Floyds live.
Yeah.
You know, Detroit, Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And he said, and that's where they contain unchecked power.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is. And that's where all the crime rates, that's the toughest gun laws, gun restrictions. Mm-hmm. And that's why only the criminals have guns. And that's why there's such a high crime rate. Mm-hmm. So, I bet he lives in a red state.
He probably does. Well, maybe. Maybe. Like he might be California by now. Get out of there. Get out of there.
So. All right.
So. Let's talk to Speaker of the House. Shall we?
Yeah, they finally got one.
Yeah, what's your
opinion of him?
Yeah.
I think he's a good one. I think he has, everyone's, says, well, he's not a good fundraiser, and that's the job of the speaker. That's not really the job of the speaker. That's the role that it's turned into.
Fundraiser?
Yeah, because the Speaker of the House has special funds for re-election for House members, right? Mm-hmm. But really, that's not his job. His job is to run the floor and the agenda of the House, right? Mm-hmm. In recent times, the way big money elections, they've turned it into it.
Oh, yeah, that one Nancy was handing out money.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Well, even Kevin McCarthy was handing out money, but it's like all these. There's that clip, and we'll get into it. Is mm-hmm. from Matt Gaetz about mm-hmm. how McCarthy was running mm-hmm. interference in all these elections. You heard that, right? Mm-hmm. Because McCarthy was trying to fuck up these elections so he could get reelected.
Right.
But this is a guy who went after Mayorkas. This is a guy he was on Trump's defense team in the impeachment.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Yeah, I think both of them.
Okay.
He's called Nancy Pelosi out for her fucking rules violations and her crimes, and mm-hmm. So we'll see. The fact that some Republicans didn't like him, mm-hmm. The fact that the Democrats are calling him an extreme MAGA,
yeah,
puts him on my list of okay so far.
Right, but
we'll see what he does.
But then he pulls out this shit about, like, he's okay with funding Ukraine. Now, granted, he says that there's going to be stipulations and accountability
okay.
for the money. But I think right after he got elected, he said something to the effect that it was coming out of the Green New Deal fund.
Coming okay. out. Yeah.
But we'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see. But so far. Instead of omnibus appropriation, since he's been in, he's passed single subject appropriations bills. A couple of them.
Good, because that's what it needs to be. No more 1,500-page documents coming in at midnight
right.
for a vote the next morning.
Like one agency or one type of appropriations, he did it just for this. Okay, there's another one just for this. Mm-hmm. So I think he's really trying to separate the appropriations instead of this big mm-hmm. Omnibus.
Right.
Now the Senate still hasn't done shit with him yet, so people can you could bitch about the House all you want, but he's trying to get shit done. I think his first agenda is get these appropriations bills out,
right?
To keep the government open, but do them individually.
Well, I know he's for holding Biden responsible for,
yeah,
for his covering up for his kid, for his weaponization of the fucking justice system. I mean, Trump has the full fucking force of the United States government against him.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, why? One man. One man.
Yeah.
All because he's not a politician and he fucking shook the apple cart.
He got to Washington. He upset their fucking coronation of Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the entire government who's been running interference for the Democrat crime syndicate forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming out more and more that the FBI and DOJ are fucking corrupt to the core.
Yeah.
I mean, to the core. So the point is, how are we going to fix that shit?
You know how you fix it. Get rid of them all.
Get rid of them all, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry, there's going to be some good guys that get...
fucking gone.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the way it's got to be. You can reapply for your job. I mean, they've done it to a lot of places I've worked for. They've made everybody reapply for their jobs.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you still have the same institution, though, I mean, unless you're going to, the Oversight Committee can create new rules and policies or laws.
No, they just need to defund them. Just, he went to, I think that's what's funny. So there's like all these videos, right, of all these Democrats saying, defund the police, defund the police.
But the minute you say defund the FBI, oh my God!
Yeah. Yeah. Can't do that.
You're lawless. Against a corrupt agency.
Yeah. It's like, you can't do that. Why not?
It's funny that all these agencies like New York, LA, any place that they realigned money away from the police department, the crime rates have all shot up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never saw that coming.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they're fucking like San Francisco.
All right.
Prime example. Right.
More shit on the street.
Dude, that is so disgusting. Dude. The Walgreens, all these businesses are pulling out because of the shoplifting.
Dude, there's a video on, I don't know, someone put it on TikTok, ended up on Facebook or Instagram or something, of all these old iconic shops downtown, or bars or restaurants in San Francisco, all closed, boards on the windows, that just all gone, done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, San Francisco's turned into a ghost town.
Right.
You know, and it used to be a gorgeous city.
Yeah. We went there on vacation. I would never go back on vacation anymore.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go. Like I said, I don't even want to go to put a toe in the fucking state of California.
You know,
I know you like San Diego and everything, but I'm just like, I can't, in good faith, give that state my fucking hard-earned money. I can't.
But you've talked about going to the football game there.
I'd have to do it because it's...
Well, do you have to?
I would have to. I would have to buy my ticket in Iowa.
But you still have to set foot in that state.
I know, but
so you got to spend gas money there. You got to possibly hotel there.
Damn it, Mike.
Food.
Damn it, Mike. Shut up. No, I'll bring my own food.
Or are we going to go to a bar here in Arizona?
I'll bring my own damn food.
I'm just pointing out the obvious, Chuck.
No, I know that, but I just, seriously, I can't in good faith fucking.
So we're watching the game here.
It's like, ah, damn it.
Well, you know.
Well, maybe if Gavin Newsom ends up getting stuck in China, where's that right now?
Oh, he's back.
Oh, damn it.
No, you know where he's going to be?
Where?
He's on the campaign trail, dude. He's running for president, dude. He entered California into some trade agreements or whatever. How does... My question is...
I thought he was backing Biden. I thought he was like, Joe's my man.
Come on, dude. Really? Yeah. He's over on the international stage. President Xi wouldn't even meet with Biden, but he met with Newsom. You know, there's some sneaky shenanigans going on here. So...
Yeah.
Biden's going to drop out somehow. The question is, how are they going to get rid of Kamala? Other than the fact that she sucks. Literally.
She doesn't play parlor games, dude.
Dude, she just plays brothel games.
She said so.
Eight ball corner pocket.
Some guy asked her about her fucking approval ratings. I don't play parlor games. You got this guy right here.
That's not what Willie Brown said.
See this guy right here?
Yeah.
You got to hear this.
Is this the dude for Columbia University?
Yeah. I'm not playing the whole thing. I'm just going to stop it where you'll know But this, I heard this at work the other day. I'm like, oh no, I gotta play that.
I think I heard this, but go ahead.
Fox Business Alert. We are back with billionaire investor and Omega Family Office Chair and CEO Leon Cooperman. Leon, I got to bring this up. It's so much in the news, especially in the last couple of hours. You are a proud graduate of Columbia Business School, class of 67, son of Polish-Jewish immigrants, first in your family to graduate from college. What do you make of what's happening at Columbia, well, and Harvard, Stanford, NYU as well? There was a student walkout at Columbia just a couple of hours ago, driven by Columbia professor Joseph Massad, who called the Hamas attack, quote, awesome. Where are we in the world when 1,300 Israeli civilians...
I think these kids at the colleges have shit for brains.
Not quite quick enough on the censor button there.
Amen, brother. They do have shit for brains.
Yeah. Well, and it's because the professors are indoctrinating them to be have shit for brains. They're not teaching them anything useful. They're giving, I mean, fucking DEI, CRT, fucking they're teaching them anti-Semitism, right?
Yeah.
They're not teaching them shit.
No.
A college degree... You know, so like my college that I got my bachelor's at, when I got it, it was, the title was, you know, college. Since then, they've achieved university status.
Right.
They keep sending me emails. They want me to upgrade my certificate to change it to blank university, but it's going to cost me $100 for a piece of paper.
Right.
Fuck you.
To blank university.
Well, I'm not going to say the name of the college I went to. Because
University of Southern New Hampshire? Did the bus pull up?
No. No, the bus did not pull up. But it is a New York college.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the, but it's like, once again, they're all about money.
Yeah.
Everything's about money. And I'm like, I'm not going to contribute any more money to you. You've got plenty of my money.
Oh, dude, all these big time
colleges.
All these big time investors or, you know, money guys for college are pulling their fucking money out of these schools.
Right.
Because these kids are with their shit for brains.
You know, if there's some of them, I donated this money in good faith. There needs to be strings attached. Mm-hmm. That if your college promotes anti-Semitism, blah, 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 you owe me a refund of every penny. I want my money back.
Yeah.
I didn't invest into this university for you to turn around and celebrate a terrorist organization and the murder and slaughter of innocent civilians, men, women, and children.
And the beheading of babies.
Right.
Like you guys are big, tough men right there. Big, tough man beheading a baby.
So, it's I'm sorry. And we'll have to up our tuition. Well, fine, because you're going to outprice half these people that can't pay anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and then they're going to be bitching because they're only making $40,000 a year.
Oh, dude, there's all kinds of shit on the internet.
I know, that's why I brought it up. They're like bitching like right and fucking left.
Yeah, but then they want the government to fucking pay off their loans. No.
Yeah.
You took out a loan, you pay it back.
Yeah, but that's the Democrat way, dude.
Once again,
yeah.
goes back to what the guy says. Keeping them poor, keeping them oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping them victims.
Keeping them on the government dime.
So you went to college and you got a useless, you signed a loan and you got a useless fucking degree where the only job you can really get is to be a fucking waitress at Chili's.
Mm-hmm.
Not my problem.
Well, we played that clip last week where the other girl said she couldn't give up her
waitressing job,
her server's job, because it made more money than...
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not my problem. You chose a shitty fucking degree.
Yeah, exactly. Your degree sucks.
Not like mine. Mine sucks too, but I have experience thanks to the military that I can get a job somewhere else.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear Greta Thunberg here?
No, I don't listen to that bitch.
No, you have to. Listen.
No.
Yes.
War is always bad, specifically for the planet. If we want to continue fighting battles like environmentally conscious humans, we must make the change to sustainable tanks and weaponry. There are so many new concepts for battery-powered fighter jets that can carry many more missiles. Biodegradable missiles, of course.
Just go away. Seriously?
Battery-powered jets. Oh, fuck. I need a double D, quick.
We're going to change the missiles into biodegradable dildos and shoot them at you. sorry. There is no environmental friendly war.
If we're going to have a war, it's got to be, you know.
It's going to be kinder the gentler war. We're going to shoot Nerf guns at you. And water balloon grenades.
Yeah. And paper airplanes. Biodegradable, of course.
Not plastic, because that'll get stuck in the water and around the turtle's head.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking. Dude, people take her seriously, just like Joy Behar. Oh my fucking God.
I know.
That, you know, the thing that comes to my mind is from, was it Billy Madison, you know? Uh-huh. What you said makes no sense, and we're all dumber for having heard it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like all these guys.
I think we played those ones last week.
Did we play that one?
No, we did not.
Okay.
What would you do if this was your liberal sister?
Yeah. Okay. Here's a question. What would you do if this was your liberal sister?
Okay.
I feel like I'm screaming into a void because I feel like not enough people are angry. Holy shit! I can't log into this app without seeing things that violate the Geneva Convention. And why is that? Because of America. Because of America. Because we keep giving money to fucking Israel for them to just launch white phosphorus on innocent civilians, for them to just dump concrete into the water of innocent civilians, bombing hospitals, and all sorts of other shit. And my tax dollars, your tax dollars, or do that. I make 15 a fucking hour. I'm barely contributing taxes as is. But what little I'm given is going and harming innocent civilians. 47 families were wiped of their bloodlines. Families, that is your mothers, that's your aunts, that's your uncles, your grandparents, your cousins, that's everybody. We are just actively funding Israel to just slaughter these people, these poor Palestinians. I don't give a fuck who sees this in the future as a brand. I don't give a shit if my future jobs see this. I don't care. Anybody who is supporting Israel is not somebody that I want to be around.
Good.
Good. I can't play her anymore.
So, does she realize that U.S. taxpayer money is also going to Gaza and Palestinians for all the fucking weapons that they used to slaughter 1,400 Jewish?
Yeah. Does she not understand that all the weaponry that we left behind in Afghanistan somehow made its way to Gaza?
Well, all the money that we give Gaza for humanitarian aid, for food, water, water lines, and stuff like that, ends up in the hands of Hamas to buy more rockets.
Right.
There's videos of Hamas digging up water pipes in Gaza, cutting them out of the ground, and using those water pipes to make rockets and launchers.
Right. And Israel didn't blow up the hospital. Hamas did.
Right. Yeah. Well, and not only that, you see, there's videos today of two Hamas members being interrogated. They were captured on the October 7th, talking about the tunnel systems and how the main headquarters and tunnel systems are under hospitals.
Yeah, and schools.
Hospitals and schools and UN buildings. And the UN in Gaza knows where the rockets are right next to their compounds and don't say shit about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you're going to use a mosque, a hospital, a school as a shield to hide your command center, your weapons, then when that fucking place gets bombed, don't bitch about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, here's a college student I want you to listen to.
Okay.
It was at the Institute of Global Politics.
I think that's where Mike got his degree from.
Yeah. It would be. I don't think so, though.
Is this that long clip with that?
I'm not sorry. Sit down.
I know you're not sorry. That's the point. The hypocrisy of this speech. The hypocrisy of the fact that. What do you have? Can you please? Can you please make a statement about President Joe Biden's speech? This is a clearly warmongering speech. President Joe Biden is calling for $100 billion of funding for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, and we're supposed to just bundle these together and pretend like we're going to rush to World War III, and we're all just going to let Hillary Rodham Clinton sit here. Okay.
This is not the way to have a conversation. If you want to have a conversation, you're welcome to come talk to me afterwards.
You can sit here. Okay, you're right. You're gonna wait for for me, right? I do not believe you.
I will listen to you, and I will respond to you.
I do not believe you. Respectfully, I do not believe you. And the fact of the matter is that the American people's voice are what need to be heard.
Yeah,
because our president is not speaking for the American people, and neither are you.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Yes, that's my opinion.
But, well, then sit down. We've heard your opinion. Thank you very much. Now we're going to...
I'm not
going to
sit down. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop intervening.
She even gets ruder to him during that interview. Really? Yeah. Really? But, you know, good for him for voicing his opinion.
Yeah.
You know, but I would make sure that get his name to see if he commits suicide in the next day or
well,
two.
Well, that's kind of funny you said that because there's been another guy that went to a, and he got drug out. He asked her about how many times did Bill Clinton go to
Epstein Island.
And he got drug out. And now he's putting out videos like, I am not suicidal. He goes, he's a big fat guy. And he goes, and cops are dragging around by his shirt. And he's like, sir, is this really necessary? You know, they just keep dragging him. This is really necessary. It's fucking great.
I thought people had the First Amendment right.
Right. And then, but he goes, those marks you see on my stomach, those are just stretch marks. It's really funny. But I laugh that people are just attacking fucking Hillary anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well, she deserves it.
Oh, no one likes her. Nobody. She's got to understand she'll never win a popularity contest. She's not. People don't like her.
Mm-mm. She's coming back on the scene all of a sudden like she wants to run for president again.
No, she's going to be the fucking oldest fucking Joe balls there.
Joe's balls. Just as wrinkly.
Oh. Dude, I saw a picture of her today. I should have saved it. But someone said something. This is what happens when you ask a question and the demon inside
you. Oh, yeah, I saw that picture.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously. Yeah. Fucking Satan coming out of that motherfucker.
Dude, did it not look like it? Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I doubt I saved it.
Okay. Break time?
Wait.
47 minutes.
Okay, wait. Before we go, I got you got to watch. Look at the screen.
Okay.
Watch this video.
Okay. Listen to it on our show.
Yeah, but I'm just playing this for Mike and Lindy.
I love you. I'm happy.
So, Shut up now.
But bunch of happy Arab Palestinians having fun, laughing. Yeah. In comes a missile.
Hits the guy right in the chest, man.
I thought it hit him in the back.
No, wait, watch it again.
Hang on.
I love you.
He's looking around.
What's going on, boy? Shut up now.
America.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back after this short break that you won't even miss us. We're back.
Ooh, that was simultaneous, man.
I know, we're back. So, we're going to talk about... So, in case you missed it, Mike Pence dropped out of the fucking...
Say what?
Yeah, I know, couldn't believe it.
Mr. 2%? If that...
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to win the presidency. With your two... Yeah, well, okay.
He never had a fucking chance, dude.
So, he gives a speech today. So let's listen to that speech.
Okay.
I just couldn't sit this one out. But the Bible tells us that there's a time for every purpose under heaven.
Yeah.
Traveling across the country over the past 6 months, I came here to say it's become clear to me. This is not my time.
it's not a time. it's not a time.
There should have been one person in the audience. We knew that.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, he gives a speech. It's like, there's a time for everything. Like, time to, what was that? Time to weep, time to mourn, and there's a time to dance.
You know what? I'm celebrating him dropping out because he sucked.
I know. Mike dropped out. Everybody cut foot loose.
That's funny.
I know. Mike dropped out.
Woo! Allergies.
Mike dropped out.
And the you know who the next one's gonna drop out?
Nikki Haley.
Chris Christie has to. That fat
dude,
motherfucker.
Dude, he's never gonna drop out.
That fat motherfucker.
His whole fucking thing, because he wants to be relevant again.
And he's not. He the only place he's relevant at is at fucking Applebee's, man. Fucking Chinese walk buffet.
Dollaritas.
You been here for an hour. You go now. Yeah. This is all you can eat. Now you eat all.
He's doing his Dollaritas.
Yeah. Fuck him.
My Chris Christie. So, you guys know who Clay Travis is, right?
Yes.
So, he's basically bagging on the WNBA here lately.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
No. I know, because, you know, it's such fine basketball.
He was a sports reporter for a while, I think.
Yeah, he worked for Fox.
Which company? He started the company.
Outkick.
Outkick.
Yeah. Outsource.
Yeah.
Yeah, Outkick. And then he got paid big bucks for it. So he's like a millionaire now, right?
Yeah, now he's on. He took over. Him and Buck Sexton took over the Rush Limbaugh spot.
Hey, speaking of that, Lindy had a question. Do you know what happened with
Russell and Hunter.
Russell and Hunter show? It's like now just
Hunter. Mike Russell?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. Rob Hunter quit. He posted on his page that he's starting a new career at age 45. So I think he's teaching communications. And doing something like fitness thing. All
right.
But yeah, he left on his own.
Well, anyways, back to Clay Travis.
Okay.
I just brought that up because she asked me and I didn't.
Yeah, no, I heard it the other day. I was like, why is it only one voice instead of two?
I mean, a lot of times you'll hear it because one of them's
gone, yeah.
Not there, but yeah. So anyways, so the Las Vegas Aces won like back-to-back WNBA championships. Like, you know, that's like winning back-to-back, like, you know, junior high basketball. And he said that he would give, and the girl was bagging on him, and so from the WNBA, so he challenged the WNBA champions to play any state high school championship of his choose. He would choose the team, any state in the United States, and they played the state championship high school men boys basketball team. Guaranteed them. He goes, I'll give you $1 million if you beat them. And they're
not taking them.
They're not taking them up on it, right? because they know
that a high school a state championship
high school
boys team,
yeah,
will beat the shit out of a girls NBA team.
Yes.
WNBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're bigger. They're faster. They're
yeah.
It's everything. And so this goes, you know, back to this fucking men competing in women's sports things. These aren't even men. They're teenagers.
Well, Brittany Griner.
Yeah. Brett Griner.
Forgot to shave the Adam's apple there, dude.
No.
Well, when I get back to Phoenix. So speaking of that, girls swimming league, some 50-year-old fucking trans dude was allowed to compete against like 13-year-old girls?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just fucking wrong right there.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so tired of this. And this goes, there's a video online of some fucking old tranny dude in a mall with some fucking drinking a bottle and a diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this this whole training thing is nothing for but trying to get acceptance for fucking pedophiles. I'm sorry.
Well, it's like that one dude that just keeps posting and threat. You know, I'll kick your ass if you try to stop me from going in.
Bring it, dude.
Yeah. But yeah.
I dare you. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Tell me where.
Okay, first of all, he's probably talking to the mothers, you know, because he ain't gonna fight a dad.
Well, maybe, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because then it's going to prove that he's nothing but a guy.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, and then when the dad beats him, he's going to cry and say that, you just beat up a woman. No. No, dude, we'll drop your fucking drawers right here and we'll...
Yeah. You want to be a chick? That's a knife.
Yeah.
Slice that motherfucker right off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, that's right. So, there's a Mad Dog... I guess there's a sports commentator.
Mad Dog Russo.
Yeah, said that if the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies,
he was going to retire. Yeah.
He's going to resign.
And he didn't.
And he didn't. And so now he's trying to get out of it. And so I'm listening to 98 KUPD yesterday. You know, on Fridays they do that.
Is it Holmberg in the morning?
Yeah. They do that Hollywood Squares thing.
Yeah.
And they were, one of the squares was this. Matt was supposed to be this Mad Dog Russo guy. And he goes, yeah, if the Diamondbacks win the World Series, I'll cut off my dick with a handsaw.
There you are.
I know. I'm like going, no, fucking handsaw. Fucking do it with a butter knife.
A spoon.
No, a butter knife still has a little bit of ridges on it, so, you know, you can't tear through the meat there.
But it's so soft, it's like ice cream. Do it with a spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's backtracking because now it's like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
You're just like every fucking celebrity. If Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. They're still here.
Well, yeah. Or Cher. She's leaving the country.
Again. Well, she said, but didn't she say that last time?
Yeah, but it's like, please.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit you on the way out,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, uh-oh.
I want ice cream.
There. Welcome to 7-Eleven.
He's not there.
Oh, he was. Oh, wait.
Dude.
It's on automatic replay.
Dude, they're coming into 7-Eleven like mad dogs.
All right. There you go, dude. Get that. No wheezing the juice. All right. Oh, where were we? Oh, we were talking about tranny shit.
Yeah.
That chick right there, the big... That one.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
No, I did not see it.
All right. Here, play this whole thing.
Okay.
You got to start with the beginning person. Look at that.
Yeah. What's that shirt say?
It doesn't matter, but listen. I mean, it's a dude.
Right, yeah.
It's a little feminine.
Yeah, dude. No shit. Let's look.
Any men who have a uterus could menstruate.
A man has XY. Sorry, I'm being so rude. I apologize. Because we're talking about anatomy, biology. Like, if you were to have surgery, they need to know what sex you are. So women...
I gotta go. Walked off.
It's very serious what's going on in America. They're indoctrinating students to go against their parents. And this is Marxism. This is socialism. I'm very familiar with it. And I want everybody to educate themselves.
The one chick started talking, dude... Chick, whatever, they, them.
Yeah, with a Wait.
Men with a uterus. No such thing.
This came up in my office the other day.
No such thing.
I know, men with a uterus, there's no such thing. They, them.
Uh-huh.
How can you have pronouns that, like someone walks up, my pronouns are they, them. How can you, a singular, have plural pronouns?
Schizophrenia. Bipolar. That's the only way I'm going to accept it. You can't change your genders. But if you have multiple personalities, then yeah. I just fucking know you're crazy and deserve to be locked up in the loony
exactly.
bin.
Exactly. They're all fucking loony. I mean, dude, mental illness is rampant in this fucking country. Yeah. It's rampant.
No, it's normalized is what it is. And now, because of the whole victim mentality, we've talked about this, Chuck.
Uh-huh.
Who's more of a victim? Right? Well, I have they, them pronouns because I have multiple genders and I'm in a marginalized community and I'm a person of color.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I'm special. No, you're a fucking idiot. Right? Yeah. And if you have multiple fucking genders and multiple personalities, mm-hmm. then you need to be fucking institutionalized, I'm sorry, and not walk in the streets. Get on some fucking medications and make yourself right. I said it. I don't care.
I'm watching this video.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one before. Have you? That's a few years old.
I don't care. Steve Inman. Hmm. This guy's...
His fucking commentaries are hilarious.
I know. Let's listen to this.
Appears McNuggets sandwiches are about to be delivered once again, and she talks about mother and now coming in this incredible power and God just dropping bombs.
Turn it up just a hair. Parker's
had enough, and it looks like the presses is exposed right before the toss. Tosses her up like a frig of McDonald's or cheap Caesar salad, and now they're trying to break it up. Why would you wear something that doesn't mean it's dark shit? Now tagging herself in, it becomes a tag team effort. Disciplining her, doing what her mom said 3 years ago. Well, Debbie tags herself back, and now tagging the back ahead of Trashy Karen. And now Trashy Karen, I think it's
like at a McDonald's or something.
God, put some freaking clothes on the disgusting Trashy whore. It appears Trashy Karen is going in for
she got a chair.
But little Debbie's like, you want some? I'm going to tame your ass like a freaking lion. And she grabs a chair from her like nothing. Trashy Karen calms down.
See, you got to see the videos. It's so bad for like radio.
I know. But what's funny is, did you hear like the Godzilla fucking sound in the background?
Well, okay, so you got to explain to other people. So this little chick customer starts throwing shit at the manager. The manager chick is like 300 pounds.
Yeah, like 6'6", 300 pounds.
And she starts manhandling this little chick and beating the shit out of her, throwing her by her hair on the tables and shit. And it's just, it's fucking hilarious. Yeah,
and then like this other worker.
Tries to separate them.
And then the girl hits the worker, and then the worker just starts hauling, like teeing off on her.
So they tag team and beat the shit out of this girl.
Love it. I love it.
So you got to give commentary like that to make it visual.
Dude, that judge right there, he's a chomo. Look at him.
Probably is.
Look at him. And I'm talking about the, what's his name? Engelman?
Engeron, the one in the Trump civil trial?
Yeah. Engelbert Dinkler, Dingling, Dingling, Ding, Ding, Ding.
Engelbert. Engelbert and Huckleberry.
Yeah.
There was... I don't know. I've saved a whole bunch of shit this week on X that we probably need to talk about. That. Hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Let's get to... Go back to... Circle back to Iran. And,
all right. Damn it. Saki.
Okay.
All right.
Well, because here's some shit that I saved. That, okay. I think it needs to be confronted or mentioned. First of all, John Kerry.
Oh, dude.
Right?
Lurch?
Yeah.
Herman Munster, right? That's what they call him.
I think Lurch is a better one. So this motherfucker's trying to stay relevant, right? He put together the whole Iran deal that was fucking horrible under Obama,
mm-hmm.
Or he was part of it. And
we got to talk about Obama, too.
Yeah. So... Right here in this article on Fox News, Iran's foreign minister made a statement. Claimed in a recently leaked audio that John Kerry, when he was serving as Secretary of State during the Obama administration, informed him of more than 200 Israeli operations in Syria. So, John Kerry, while Secretary of State, is informing the Iranian foreign minister... of Israeli operations in the Middle East of one of our closest allies, endangering the lives of our allies.
Well, that's just, it's no different than Millie fucking calling the Chinese.
Well, true. Yeah, it's treasonous.
Yeah,
they're trying to push an agenda. But you know the thing is, it's also like John Kerry when he was no role in the government and Trump was in office.
Yeah.
Still going behind the government, everyone's backs, talking to the Iranian foreign minister and Iranian authorities. You know, Logan Act, you have no foreign policy authority. You're a civilian. Why are you still talking to these people?
Right. Yeah.
He should be in prison, dude. He really should.
Yeah, I agree.
Pull his toenails in public on TV, right?
Ow. Fuck.
Yeah. Then put fucking salt on them. Maybe some Frank's Red Hot, because they put that shit on everything.
I know. Dude, that'd be great.
Right?
I put that shit on everything.
And then get him to fucking admit his treasonous ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking string him up.
Yeah. Damn. Then string him up. by the balls.
That too.
Yeah. Until he screams.
You know, don't they castrate cows or animals that way? They like tie them off, put rubber bands on them until they turn black and
fall off. Yeah.
That's what needs to be done. Right?
Yeah.
Dude, his fucking daughter just got a... She's a fucking doctor. She's got a job with World Health Organization. With who?
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it all has to do with climate change. So they went to some fucking White House event the other night, and she's part of it, and she's sitting there talking about climate change while she's going to a fucking all-dressed-up White House event. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. Well, people are making fun of that because of the fact that we have Americans being held hostage yet.
Huh? This was my next point. If you're
going to
get it.
And Joe and everybody's going to this White House event. And then, of course, where's Joe at now?
He went on vacation to Delaware. That was my next fucking thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The world's fucking exploding on the edge of World War III. Americans are being held hostage in Gaza. Right? Israel's starting their ground offensive. And Joe goes on vacation to the beach.
It's going to take one fucking crazy country with a nuke to set off
The more this happens, the more I am convinced that he goes to the beach house because they don't have visitor logs, and his fucking handler...
According to the fucking Secret Service, though, they do have logs.
And then release them.
Yeah, exactly.
Then release them.
Yeah.
Because I want to see...
Well, they're not accurate logs.
I want... Well, yeah. You know what? Someone with a camera needs to go there and record outside in the Free Amendment, First Amendment, free speech zone.
Yeah.
Who's coming and going.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm willing to bet you money he's either seeing them in person or on video conferences. Obama is the fucking puppet master.
Well, okay, let's speak about Obama then. Why you brought up Barry Soteros?
Barry Sotero fucking...
Whatever his name is. His dead chef guy. The dead chef guy. Right? Why was he at...
Scene?
Listen to this guy.
Tom Fenton?
Yeah. Judicial Watch.
We have these new documents. We received, these are about 40 pages of documents here from the Massachusetts Department of State Police. And they didn't give us everything we wanted, but they gave us a lot of interesting information in these police reports they shared with us. They show that Barack Obama was present at the emergency scene of his chef's drowning.
Okay,
so we now know that for the first time.
Not a big deal. Really.
And we also learn he was present there when a witness is being questioned, and then a second time the next day when the witness is being questioned again, which I thought was kind of odd. I don't know. They didn't know how the person drowned. Why was Obama allowed to attend a witness interview? I don't understand that. I could see maybe being... In the emergency situation, the police are questioning the witness. But why the next day was Obama hanging around? I don't know.
Exactly. Why was he? Okay, so you can see it.
Trying to influence the statements.
On the scene, on the scene when they're interviewing everybody, okay, what'd you see? You separate everybody. Yeah, think about your car accident, because you all had car accidents. I know you have. And, the cops come and they take you and the other guy and they take him across the street onto another corner, and you guys give your fucking
sides of the story.
Yeah, so I can see Obama being there after they recover the body the next morning, because they called off the fucking search the night before of them boogie boarding fully closed or whatever. Why were they boogie boarding fully closed, by the way?
And who were they?
Obama, wasn't it?
No, it was redacted. It was redacted.
Yeah, exactly.
Why it was redacted?
Yeah, why? Yeah, who's boogie boarding?
So I was asking that.
Did they perform an autopsy on this guy?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Have they checked for anal sex? I'm just asking.
No, dude. But no, Lindy was bringing this up the other night. She's like, she kept reading this redacted. The only reason they're going to redact it is because it says Barack Obama. You know,
or Big Mike.
Yeah, exactly. If it said something else.
Well, it redacted the Secret Service names too, but.
Well, yeah, because you can't know who they're secrets. Yeah. It's secret. It's a secret.
Yeah, but I doubt he's out there boogie boarding with Secret Service agent James.
Puts their clothes on.
Sure.
So, yeah, why was it?
Yeah, I'm sure they skipped over that part of the autopsy.
Yeah. Hey, so I think I brought this up.
South Park.
A couple weeks ago. I think I brought this up either last week or something. South Park's going to do an episode about...
It came out last night.
Yeah, the 27th, right? Yeah. When everybody did... Where they replaced them all with, like, minority women. So here's...
You going to play that?
Here's a clip, yeah. All
right. I keep having the same dream.
Turn it up.
Everywhere I look, people are being replaced.
Okay, and who do you think is going to have you replaced?
Them. The puppet masters. The last time I had the dream, I was walking down the school hallway. And then I see Butters. And
this is a black chick.
Hey, Eric, you want to see what my mom had me for lunch? And that's when I start to notice that something's wrong. Everyone I cared about has been systematically replaced. And finally, I want to scream, and I'm like, why are they replacing every single character with someone who is diverse? But then Kennedy's like, it's not our fault, it's because of Kathleen Kennedy. But then Kathleen Kennedy says, like, fuck it, make it Marlene. And everyone in town is like, no, please, Kathleen Kennedy, stop ruining everything. But Kathleen Kennedy is all like, put another gay diverse woman in it, make it more fucking lame. And the Disney stock just keeps going down and down and down. And then Bob Iger is all like, no, but don't have my dog. No, Kathleen Kennedy. Ah!
Alright. So, here's my follow-up to that.
Yeah. It's Kathleen Kennedy. Who's Kathleen Kennedy?
Okay, here, let me play this for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all know who Gina Carano is, right?
Yeah.
She was the chick that was fired from The Mandalorian because she...
Yeah.
Right. So, she sent out a tweet today, and it says... I'm going to read you this. It's a pretty long tweet. Then I'm going to play you another clip from that same episode. Here, maybe I should just play the clip. This clip from South Park blaming Kathleen Kennedy for why Disney movies all suck now. I'm going to play the clip first, then I'm going to read Gina Carano's response.
Is it go?
Oh, hang on.
Whoops, technical difficulties.
Is it go? Bob Iger took us to the Disney archives and showed us an ancient piece of artificial intelligence that could be used to make the same movies over and over again while appealing to absolutely everyone. The Panda Stone worked great for a while, but then came the hate mail. Ugly letters from racists who couldn't stand that some of the Panda Stone's rehashes had diverse women characters in the lead. I decided I would show them. I would start making movies to fight all the bigotry in our society. But instead of doing any real work, I turned to the Panda Stone. It made things so much easier. Soon I was using the Panda Stone over and over again to try and fight all the ugly feedback, which in turn was growing stronger and stronger. But I was fighting with the wrong tool. I used the Panda Stone to the point that it became unstable. It opened a portal to multiple universes and something came through. At first we fought. I tried to send it back to its universe, but it got the upper hand. It was able instead to send me to this universe, out of its way so it could thrive in ours.
That's actually the best explanation I've heard as to why Disney movies all suck now.
So, Gina Carano replies, This is the part where KK, Kathleen Kennedy, demands any YouTubers get censored off of YouTube for sharing and laughing at this hilarious episode. She'll have YouTube disable the thumbs down option because of all the ratio she'll receive. Uh-huh. Then she'll have her publicist ghouls in Variety and Hollywood Reporter run hit pieces about South Park creators and their families, smearing their names through every useful idiot she has under her thumb and would sell their soul to work for Lucasfilm. She'll activate her online mob and repeat that South Park creators are racist, bigot, transphobes, and demand South Park creators publicly apologize by using only words she approves of. And finally, she'll demand that they subject themselves to a re-education course of 45 people in the LGBTQ community Zoom call to sit there and listen to how badly they got their feelings hurt all over a little boop of South Park episode. But maybe it's just the jig is up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but now I have to watch the whole episode.
I know, yeah, but it was only on, like, Paramount or something like that, wasn't it?
I don't know, it'll be out soon.
It'll be out soon. But, speaking of that, so, everybody knows Disney remade Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, right? Do a live-action thing?
Yeah, and that chick was like, bagging on Snow White and Prince Charming as a fucking sexual harasser. And
right, and so now all of a sudden Disney has delayed the release of this until 2025. to minimize the
impact?
Yeah.
Well, now they're trying to recast it and shit. They recently released a CGI that shows dwarves are still in it, but they're CGI. Uh-huh. Instead of hiring real dwarves, I hear they're trying to fucking change it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the new Willy Wonka movie is under attack from the short person, little person.
Yeah, because
They used they put someone else's face on a little person's body.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm sorry, there are, I'll say it, there are midgets in the Screen Actors Guild, and they want their fucking jobs too, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. And I want them. Midgets are great. They're funny.
What was that one comedian, stand-up comedian,
Brad Williams.
Dude, he's fucking funny as shit.
I know. When he was talking about the Special Olympics, did you see that one?
Wasn't even more than that. There's a video of him giving some chick on stage a fucking lap dance. It was hilarious. Really?
I don't know. Yeah. we watched a Netflix or something special on
him. With him?
With him. It was fucking funnier than shit.
Dude, he's hilarious, man. So, the last few things. Well, what else we got? There's a few things we got to talk about. Going, circling back. Circle back.
You can say that, dude.
To Hamas. No. And our Congress. Rashida Tlaib and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to talk about Rashida Tlaib? Here's
Do you have the video of the reporter?
No. I have a video of, what's this guy's name? I can't think of his name. Brian Donalds.
Oh, yeah. I got that in. Yeah.
Talking about how would he vote? Because Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to censor
her. Tlaib?
Tlaib. Here.
Yes. That's my take. Her comments have been vile. Hamas beheaded babies. What are we talking about here? Look, when I see Rashida, I talk to her, I say hello. I have no personal animus towards Rashida at all. But her commentary towards our greatest ally in the region, come on. Yes. If that hits the floor, I will be voting yes.
Yeah. All right. So there's a Benny Johnson for Real America's Voice reporter.
Uh-huh.
He's down at the border. He's in Congress. So here he is in the Hall of Congress.
Uh-huh.
Rashida Tlaib is walking down the hallway.
All right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You got to.
I think we played this. No. This is where she goes into the elevator?
No.
Oh.
Oh, that was a Fox News reporter.
Uh-huh.
This is him the other day.
Congresswoman, will you denounce Hamas? Will you denounce Hamas? Why do you support terrorists?
You're dehumanizing Palestinians.
No, you're supporting terrorists. No, you're supporting terrorists. You're supporting terrorists.
Hey, listen.
She's screaming in there. That's what we have in Congress, guys. That's who we have in Congress. Right there.
You hear her screaming?
Mm-hmm. I heard her say, I don't want to be here anymore. That makes two of us for you. Apparently she, they called the Capitol Police. So police officer just went inside. I told him, thank him for his service. Ironic, isn't it? The same people that want to defund the police are the first ones to call them. For being asked questions. That's the tough thing. Being asked questions. So apparently, this representative, so-called representative, doesn't want to be asked questions by American citizens. A representative of America who supports Palestine, but not America. That's the world we're living in today. The officers just came out, and they walked away. I said, am I okay? They said, you're okay, sir. Just don't impede the members. Would never think about it. Never,
yeah,
ever
so,
think
yeah. about it. But so you hear her fucking screaming, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know who lives at TikTok, Chaya Raichik?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I saved it. I thought I saved this. She ran into AOC the other day.
Yeah. My favorite.
It's fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. Well, you know that there was that one video of her with AOC. And AOC, I don't ever want to share a space with you again. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chaya Raichik keeps going down the fucking hallways, and oh here it is.
Hang on. Hey.
Listen how she gets her to stop. First of all.
Hey, can I grab a photo with you?
As she stops and turns on to adjust her jacket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hi. So when you told me you never wanted to share a space with me.
I never want to share a space with you. Thank you.
Is it because you're part of the Hamas caucus and I'm Jewish?
All right. No, it's because you're a transphobe.
Okay, so, are you heading to a Hamas caucus meeting?
Hamas caucus.
You know there are Americans being held hostage. Do you care? Do you care that Hamas is holding Americans hostage? What do you say to the families of Americans who are currently being held hostage by Hamas? Does the Hamas caucus have a statement about it?
Dude, the squad is getting fucking hammered right now.
Good, good, because they're fucking worthless fucking tits on a bull. You know, literally. But you know, but she's a. You don't want to. You want to date her, and she ain't gonna date you. That's why you fucking say shit like that.
Well, you don't want to date her?
Fuck no. I can't. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
So anyway.
But if you could.
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Positive.
Because it's AOC.
Yes. Because I'm afraid that stupidity would rub off on you.
No, it's contagious.
I lose IQ points.
Get off me.
I need all the IQ points I can get. Okay. So, speaking of people melting down.
Okay. Oh, dude, this is classic.
Sheila Jackson Lee. Everybody know her? Representative from Texas. Democrat.
Idiot.
Democrat. Dumbass.
From Houston area.
Yeah. Do you want to shock?
Oh, hey, before you get to that.
Yeah.
So, there was a... This goes back to Hamas caucus before we move off that subject. And all the protesters from colleges, LGBTQ for Palestine.
Yeah. Little do they know that they would fucking kill them.
Okay.
Yeah.
A Palestinian scholar from the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem sends a message to the queers for Palestine crowd in the West.
Uh-huh.
The people of Palestine will not allow for a single homosexual in our land. Such perversion brings the wrath of Allah.
Yeah, see? Dumbasses. That's what, because everybody, you notice all those posts, that he goes, who wants to tell them? that was, you know, who? I do. Well, I want to tell them.
Apparently that imam wants to tell them too.
Yeah, so here, anyway. Sheila Jackson Lee. This is how kind... The kinder, gentler Democrat side.
Yeah.
Okay.
You took a piece of paper from that woman regarding something that was owned by Duncan Tell. Where is it? What date was it?
All from you. Jerome took it upstairs. I have to call him. He took it up when I switched out the picture. I'll call him.
I don't want you to do a goddamn thing. I want you to have a fucking brain. I want you to have read it. I want you to say Congresswoman, it was such and such date. That's what I want. That's the kind of stamp that I want to have. So some stupid other motherfucker did it, and I don't have the information. Nobody sent me the information. I need to ensure my schedule. And, you know, if boo-boo did it, shit-ass did it, fuckface did it, and nobody knows a goddamn thing in my office, okay? Nothing. I gave it to you. Your job was to get it on the calendar, imprint it in your brain, or send me the information back saying, Congresswoman, I made sure that the Ovid Duncan Tell event that you gave me for so-and-so date at 7 is on the fucking calendar. Not to, oh, Jerome has it. Okay? So when I called Jerome, he told me sitting up there like a fat-ass, stupid idiot talking about what the fuck he doesn't know. Okay? Both of y'all are fuck-ups, a fucking F.
What?
It's the worst shit that I could ever have put together. Two goddamn big-ass children. Fucking idiots. Serve no goddamn purpose. Ain't managing nobody. Nobody's respecting them. Nobody gives a shit about what you're doing. And you ain't doing shit. And this is an example of it. I gave it to Jerome.
that child works. Okay?
Who's Jerome, by the way? Is that the dude from Prince's movie? Jerome!
Owee, owee, o. The jungle love. How do we know that shit?
I don't know.
Fuck, we're old. Actually, I do remember that movie when fucking Purple Rain came out. Because I think for Christmas that year, we were...
1984. Why do I know that?
Was it 84?
It was 84.
Yeah, because I was still in junior high, and I got a fucking weight set for Christmas. And I was lifting weights in the backyard of that fucking cassette tape.
Jungle Love. Purple Rain. Okay. All right, stop.
I think you got Hawkeye suspenders and underwear that year.
Probably.
You took a piece of paper from that
one. Stop. I don't want to hear her again.
But, yeah, isn't that an awesome way to treat your staffers that work for you?
Yeah.
And that's probably why they leaked the audio. Like, I'll get back at that bitch.
You dumbass. Dumb fucker. I need you to put on my calendar so I know where it is.
I heard she's running for, like, mayor of Houston. Is that what she's doing right now?
Really? So she's dropping out of the Senate race?
Hang on. Let's Google it, because I do think she's running for a different office, which could actually fucking hurt her.
Is there what,
Sheila?
Jackson. It's Jackson.
Sheila Jackson Lee. This is all about her current shit. Oh, hang on. 4 days ago.
Uh-huh.
Sheila Jackson Lee expressed her regret after audio leaks of her berating and demeaning staffers.
Oh, my regret. I regret berating.
Jackson Lee, who is running for Houston mayor, and the recording of her expletive-laden rant towards an employee was sent from an anonymous email account to multiple news organizations.
Uh-huh.
So one of those two fucking people she was talking about, either the fat ass Jerome or the other one.
Yeah.
3 days before the start of early voting is when the email was sent. She expressed regret Monday. And, there you go. And expressed that she is not perfect. She's running for Houston mayor, and the recording was sent from an anonymous email. I want to convey to the people of Houston that I strongly believe that everyone deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, and that includes my own staff. I know that I am not perfect. I recognize in my zeal to do everything possible to deliver for my constituents. Bullshit! You're such a fucking egomaniac.
Duck love.
Yeah. That was a good music to narrate to. That's racist.
Because, you know, it's a Steve Miller Band did Jungle Love, too. Not that version.
He was the original version.
Yeah. Yes, Lindy? But you had something.
No.
Come on, say it. Say it.
The Steve Miller Band was a much better
version. I agree. I have the Steve Miller Band version. That's on my iPod playlist.
Is it?
I still have an iPod, yes.
iPod? What the fuck is an iPod?
You don't know what an iPod is?
Yeah, I know what an iPod is. Are you kidding me? I think I have one somewhere.
Yeah.
I had the iPod Nano. And remember, there was like...
The big iPod. The iPod Nano, the little one.
Yeah, I had the Nano.
I have the Nano still. Yeah. It still has my music on it.
Does it really?
Yeah, the ones I work out and go to the gym with. Yeah.
What?
I used to go to the gym. I drive by the gym with it now. Oh, look. Weights.
I got my found my iPod Nano.
Hey, if I think about lifting weights, is that the same as doing it?
Well, it depends who you ask. But seriously, because I think like college kids, you would like, you know, well, the shit for brains kids.
If a bear shits in the woods,
the shit for brain kids would say yes.
I know I have to get back into working out though.
Me too. You and me both, bro. We're gonna next week we'll be in better shape.
Just remember, round is a shape. So it's a pair.
Yeah. Yep. I promise you, one of these days I'll be in better shape.
Better round or better pair?
Better pair.
Okay. With twigs?
I'll be a little firmer pair right now. I'm a soft pair. I'm extra ripe. I'm extra ripe right now.
Extra ripe. All right.
So, anyways, that's about all we got for this one, this show. It was... Oh, wait. I want to play this.
Oh, yeah. There's something else you got.
I want to play one more thing real quick. I don't know who this guy is. Maybe you do.
What's that?
He's a rapper by the name of Lil Pump.
Not Little.
Lil.
Lil Pump. Didn't Trump like fucking pardon him or something?
I don't know, but he's doing a concert at the University of Mississippi and listen to Lil Pump.
Lil Pump. College kids,
shiver brains. maybe there's some hope for college.
There might be a little hope. Hey, oh,
and in the southeast area, not out here in the west.
Let me play something for you. Since we're just doing some news clips, you guys are John Rich fans.
Yeah, well, Lindy is. Lindy's a huge John Rich fan.
Yeah,
really?
Huge. She would do him if she could. What?
Wouldn't you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not gay.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Hey, so this is John Rich in an interview. Let me play this for you.
So I have a story about Nancy Pelosi asking me about guns in a backyard in Beverly Hills.
Really?
I'd like to hear it.
Absolutely.
I know, right? That got even that got your attention. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So I'm back there. I got invited to sing at Tony Bennett's 85th birthday party. And I'm in the backyard of Ted Sarandos, the founder of Netflix. I'm in his backyard. There's John Travolta. Queen Latifah and I are bringing out the birthday cake. I mean, you can't make this up. I'm looking around this backyard going, I'm not supposed to be here. So I'm just going to have some fun. You know, no, one of these things is not like the other. So I'm back there and I'm hanging out and I see Nancy Pelosi over there starts making a beeline towards me. And I'll be honest, it was frightening. It was frightening. She's coming, and she walks right up to me. She doesn't say hello. She goes, you seem like a reasonable person. I guess meaning for a guy in a cowboy hat and a handlebar mustache, because otherwise you wouldn't be at this backyard, right? You must be a reasonable. You seem like a reasonable person. I said, well, I appreciate that, Madam Speaker. She goes, can I ask you a question about guns? I said, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So Vince Vaughn is standing there, and Vince leans in. Travolta's got his arms crossed. He's leaning in.
Great, yeah.
Everybody's leaning in. And Pelosi goes, now, I'm not a hunter, but I'm pretty sure that if I shot that first bullet at whatever I was hunting and I didn't hit it, it would run away. I go, that's correct. She goes, so why does anybody need more than 7 rounds is what she said. Why does anybody need more than 7 rounds in their gun? And I held up my cell phone. I said, well, Madam Speaker, right now back in Nashville, Tennessee, I have a wife and I got a 3-year-old son and a 5-year-old son. And we live right in the middle of town. I said, now, if she called my phone right now and said, John, I hear footsteps coming up the stairs. I said, Madam Speaker, would you advise me to tell my wife to grab the one with 7 rounds or the one with 30 rounds? And her eyes kind of got big and she said, is that the way you look at that? I said, yes, ma'am. She goes, well, it was nice to meet you, and then just walked off. But for a brief moment, this light bulb pops. I believe, first of all, they know that anyway. That's why they all have armed guards.
Yeah, yep.
But I was able to, dead in her eye one time, say, it's to protect our families. Of course, you don't need 30 rounds to hunt a deer, and there's nothing in the Second Amendment about hunting. It's all about defense.
Good for you.
Exactly. There's nothing. They all bring up hunting, like Joey Behar. Now we're circling back again.
Yeah.
We're circling way back.
Come on, Jen. But I had to play that clip because, I mean, we've talked about John Rich on this show a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's actually tweeted back to us on...
Yeah, a couple times.
Once. Once, because we drank his whiskey on the show.
Yep. Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing. They all know that we the people are right.
Mm-hmm. But they don't want us to be.
They don't want us to be. They don't care. Because to them, it's not about us. It's about them.
Right, but it's funny that you played that clip now because it goes all the way back to Joy Behar and shooting the deer, and it destroys the thing, the meat or whatever, which is wrong. But the Second Amendment never talk. They all talk about hunting and killing deer and using these gun stuff for hunting. The Second Amendment does not mention hunting at all.
So, anyways. So I had to play that because I saw it on my feed. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Shit, I meant to play this.
Yeah, it's well, thank you. I mean, that brings up, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, it's a fucking great point.
Well, and I said it earlier in the show, with in light of Israel and the fact that we're on the verge of World War III, and you have, let's look at who's all aligned against America right now because of the weakness in our leadership. We got Russia.
China. South Korea, or North Korea.
North Korea. Iran, right?
Yeah.
Now, who's aligned with the Middle East right now in this Israel conflict? Every fucking Arab nation. Turkey, who is a NATO ally. Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen.
Uh-huh.
They're all aligning with fucking Iran because they sense weakness. Under Trump, yeah. We were almost at peace deals with the fucking Middle East.
We had peace deals.
Right.
Yeah. Trump was getting was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for what he did in the Middle East.
So, right now, everyone said Trump was going to start World War III. No, it's fucking Biden. Biden is doing everything they accused Trump of doing.
Yeah.
Because of weakness.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't even think it's Biden. It's fucking Obama and his advisors that fucking he forced upon Biden. Biden is not in charge of shit.
No.
He's not even in charge of his own bowel movements.
No. That's funny. It's funny you say that because Lindy's son sent me this. I don't know if he sent it to you. This messenger.
Is that the picture of Biden in the fucking hospital gown with shit on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at the camera.
I mean,
I'm on vacation. Easter. Happy 4th of Easter.
He sent me another one too.
Yeah, no, that was good.
When she's cute, starts telling you how liberal she is.
Yeah, it turns into a fucking quirky.
Time for meatloaf. So, it's just. Anyways, I'm flabbergasted, dude. Biden is an idiot that's going to start World War III. Oh, is that Corky?
Yeah, Corky. There he is right there.
He's an actor. American actor. Yeah, born in 1974 or whatever.
I love Corky.
Dude, that show was good. I watched like 2 episodes.
I never watched it. I just thought it was funny because they had a retard on it.
All right. Well, hey, I'm about done.
Me too. Hey, that was good. It was good to talk to you guys. Thanks for listening. Reach out to us. You can email us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. You can find us on X at @didweoffend_u. And you can find us on True Social at @didweoffendyou. Not nothing.
Later.
Just at @didweoffendyou.
Next week.
All right. We'll be back next week with some more insights. And thanks for listening.